meaning. Now this, the scripture says,
so Joshua did as Moses said to him, and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill.
All right. And so?
And so it was when Moses held up his hands that Israel prevailed. And when he laid down his hands, Amalek prevailed.
Quickly, let me just explain a little bit of what was happening here. So Amalek was one of the first armies who came to fight against Israel when Israel was coming from Egypt. Immediately they crossed the Red Sea. The most toughest battles Israel ever faced was Amalek. Now, who were the Amalekites? Now, these were direct cousins. Direct cousins sharing some grandfather. We are all aware that Jacob had a brother. His name was Esau. So the children born from Esau were Amalekites. The children born from Jacob were Israelites. So we have got two nations that are born. So this nation, when they heard of how their brothers in Egypt had prospered, and they are coming back, this was the first resistance, the first. And Amalekites were skilled fighters. And I'm telling you, Israel has never faced a battle than the first with Amalekites. So what happened? God had to give instruction. To say, we want a prophet to go at a mountain. When Joshua is fighting the battle, Moses was raising up his hands. And when he raises up his hands, the Israelites were winning the battle. Joshua was winning the battle. When Moses the prophet drops down his hands, Israel was losing the battle. Joshua was losing the battle. Listen. If you have a man of God who raises his hands for you in prayer, you are a blessed person. There are some battles we win because we have someone who raises a hand up. Am I talking to somebody right here? There is somebody who says, raise up your hands. And he raises his hands too and he makes a prayer. The Bible says when Moses stopped raising up his hand, they were losing. Now the scripture continues saying, let's read it.
And so it was when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he laid down his hand, Amalek prevailed.
Mm-hmm.
But Moses' hands became heavy. So they took a stone and put under him. And he sat on it. And Aaron and Hur supported his hands. One on one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun.
So in the scripture, in short, when Moses raises up his hands, they were winning the battle. But when he drops them, they were losing. So it came a point when his hands were tired. I'm saying again, some of the battles in your family, The day you stop praying, it is when you begin to see that you are actually passing through a lot. Most of you are wondering why you are losing certain battles. It is because you are tired of raising up your hands in prayer. You are tired of raising up your hands in prayer. Now, hear this. So, when Moses is tired, stand up. So, just raise up your hands, your two hands. Now, when Moses is, you know, when you raise up your hands, you can't raise them for 10 minutes. They get tired. So, when these hands are tired, the Bible says Aaron came and put a stone under this hand. How? Also came with a stone and put it this, so that the hands of Moses should remain up. Still more, they became tired. So how had to come and also hold it. And Aaron also was holding it. Oh, I'm talking to somebody here. So the Bible says, as long as these hands of a prophet were up, they were winning the battle. The Bible calls the fierce battle of the Amalekites. For them to win, it could only be a miracle. Come on, tell your neighbor that it's this situation you are passing through. It will only take a miracle for you to have this miracle happen. Am I talking to somebody here? But it will not just happen. It will need your hands to remain raised up in prayer. Come on, tell your neighbor, use your hands in prayer. Now, we are in a season where God wants somebody to pray. If your hands are not raised up in prayer, you cannot have the victory. You cannot have the miracle if your hands are not raised up in prayer. In the month of October, we are raising our voice. We are raising our hands in prayer until something has happened. The Bible says as he raised up his hands, they were winning the battle. Raise up your hands and say in the name of Jesus, I raise my hands. May I win my battle. Let my battle be won. Let my victory appear as I raise my hands. Somebody shout yes. Something to remember this month will happen. You're not getting it. So the scripture says, are you here? So the Bible says, it says when he raised up his hands, he was winning. Do you know why you keep on losing? Your hands get tired quickly. You're already talking like, I don't think I've been praying and nothing is happening. Your hands are getting tired quickly. You need some few brothers in church, some few people to stand with you, some few sisters. Tell your other friends, you know who you pray together. Pray together. Let them be the one holding your hands up. Hold your hands together. We are not stopping in this month. I got a project. I want to build something. It will only take a miracle for you to build that house. I'm saying it will only take a miracle for you to build that house. It will only take a miracle for you to get that promotion. It will only take a miracle for you to get that job. It will only take a miracle for you to get married. We need to hold hands. We need to raise hands. In this month of October, a breakthrough is going to locate you. I said a breakthrough will locate you. Kaya marabatia. Something's going to happen. Raise your hands as I raise my hands. I said raise your hands and says I raise my hands. Come on, I can't hear you. Raise up your hands and it says I raise my hands. My breakthrough appear. My healing appear. Sit down. In the month of October, something is going to happen. The way you are responding. In the month of October, something is going to what? Tell your neighbor something is going to happen.
Major.
Am I talking to you? Something in October. Are you hearing me? Listen. Listen. Moses said, I will not drop my hands until I hear that we have won the battle. Let's continue reading the scripture. Oh, Moses' hands were very heavy, so they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. And Aaron and Hur supported his hands, one on one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. So
Joshua defeated Amalek.
My God.
And his people with the edge of the sword.
Wait. Who defeated them? Come on. Who defeated them? Who raised his hands? Can I raise my hands? Sit down. My God. Are you ready for this one? Are you ready for this one? Wait a minute. I am confused. Who was raising the hands? The prophet. The prophet was raising his hands. And who was building a house? Mention your name. Who was building a house? Who won the contract? Who had a breakthrough? Who received this healing? Death!
Major!
Sit down a little bit. There are certain things that are very spiritual. You may not understand them. Who was facing the battle? Who was facing the battle?
Joshua.
Some of these battles, all you need is your prophet to raise his hand for you. Are you understanding? Some of these battles, all you need is your prophet to raise up his hand. Just raising up for you. Imagine you come here and you stand here. Then you tell me, say, Papa, raise up your hands for me. Imagine I raise up my hands and the prophet Hara comes to hold my left hand. Prophetess Mary comes to hold in my hand. Facing the battle. It was Joshua. And who was raising the hands? The prophet. The next verse I'm about to read for you now, it's going to blow your mind. Go, next verse. Read it.
Then the Lord said to Moses,
uh-huh,
write this for a memorial.
Give me NIV as well. Give me NIV as well.
Uh-huh. Then the uh-huh. Lord said to Moses,
uh-huh,
write this on a scroll,
uh-huh,
as something to be remembered.
Stop there. Wait a minute. Sunday's October to remember.
October to remember.
Wait. Something happened. They defeated Amalekites. Because the prophet was raising his hands as the people were facing the battle. And God said, this miracle, write it down. It must be. God said, this must be written. What God is about to do to someone here, a newspaper will write about it. You're not hearing me. It was an order of God that it must be written. Someone must write about it. So God said, Moses, read again the scripture.
Mm-hmm. Then the Lord said to Moses, write this on a scroll as something to be remembered.
Uh-huh.
And make sure that Joshua hears it.
Uh-huh.
Because I will completely blot out the name Amalek from under heaven.
Do you know what God is saying? I will delete your problem. God says what? I will delete Amalek from under the heavens. I'm not talking to somebody here. What you are facing, I will remove it. That situation you are facing. Now, can I prophesy to somebody here? What you are facing right now, the problem you are facing right now, I will remove it from the earth. I will take it out in your life. Somebody raise up your two hands and says, I raise my hands. I receive my miracle. As I raise my hands, I receive my testimony. As I raise my hands, oh Lord, fight for me. As we're standing like this, I want you to know God will give you victory. I'm saying this again. God will give you victory. He will delete what you are facing. He will remove your shame. He will remove your shame. He will remove your shame. Those who are laughing at you. Those who are laughing at you. Those who are looking at you down. They will shake their heads. And they will say, surely, this can only be a miracle. The Amalekites you are seeing today, you shall see them no more. For the Lord will delete your problem. The Lord will delete your disease. The Lord will delete your sickness. The Lord will delete your shame. The Lord will delete every demon. The Lord will delete every financial problem. The Lord will rise in power. In the month of October, something to remember is going to happen for you. As we are praying, my God, my God, my God, my God, wherever you are, as I raise my hand, as a prophet of God, as I raise my hand, receive your miracle. As I raise my hand, receive your miracle. As I raise my hand, receive your testimony. As I raise my hand, receive your breakthrough. As I raise my hand, receive your testimony. As I raise my hand, receive your breakthrough. Receive it!